Honorable Ministers of Health, Director General, distinguished delegates, first I bring you greetings from my President, Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, and indeed the government and people of Nigeria. I congratulate my colleague, Dr. Chigeromi, on his election and wish him success as he steers the course of this assembly. Let me also appreciate Dr. Margaret Chan, our Director General, for her leadership in the reformative efforts has been undertaken by this organization. The themes for this assembly are pertinent and timely. First, let me restate clearly that Nigeria remains committed to the control of non-communicable diseases. We have recently completed the revision of our anti-tobacco bill, making it now extremely more stringent to ensure that we will disincentivize the production, distribution and use of tobacco and tobacco products. That bill is now being returned to the National Assembly for passage. And along with our development partners, we have recently concluded the Global Adult Tobacco Survey, and the result will be formally presented by our president. We have also this year planned to subsidize the mass screening for risk factors for stroke and other cardiovascular diseases. We are reviewing our Mental Health Act, which is now quite outdated. We are also paying real attention to sickle cell disease, as we are now building more facilities for dedicated care. Trauma-related morbidity and mortality is receiving attention with the establishment of new trauma centers and the upgrade of the older ones. There is a new National Road Safety Strategy document, which meets the aspirations of the UN Decade of Action. This is almost ready now. The health of our women and children remain prime. And we want to commend the work of the UN Commission on Life-Saving Commodities, which is co-chaired by our president, as well as the Prime Minister of Norway, for the good work they've done. We have actually now domesticated recommendations of that commission through the introduction of our Saving 1 Million Lives initiative. We are massively procuring and distributing these essential commodities, especially to improve access for the poor. But I want to say that we all need to ensure that we get the private sector to become more involved in this very worthy venture. We have introduced new vaccines. In July, we'll complete the deployment of the pentavalent vaccine. And we're also completing this year the introduction of the MenAfriVac for cerebrospinal meningitis. Universal health coverage, which everyone is so much in love with, I also say Nigeria is in love with it. We will promote it. And already we are widening our coverage of national health insurance by upscaling community-based health insurance scheme. We are currently reviewing the Eastern National Health Insurance Scheme towards making health insurance mandatory and universal in Nigeria. The midwife service scheme, which we introduced as a way of ensuring that skilled birth attendants get to the hard-to-reach locations, has continued to grow. As of today, over 6,000 midwives, over 6,000 community health workers, more than 2,000 village health workers have been deployed to over 8,500 health facilities spread across all the states of the country. We're also implementing conditional cash transfer, and we want to bridge the human resource gap by now shifting most of the tasks to the community health workers. On malaria, we believe that using net alone will not do it. We need to move on to eradication, and so we are now committing ourselves to really upscaling what we're doing on indoor residual spraying as well as larviciding. Our national health bill has gone back to the National Assembly. The contentious issues are over, and we believe it's going to be passed. It will provide more money for primary health care and also for emergency medical services. In order to strengthen the country's implementation of IHR 2005, we have recently introduced a new security featured international certificate of vaccination, otherwise called yellow card. Our port health service is undergoing massive reform, and our National Council on Health has approved a new plan to upscale the training of epidemiologists as well as surveillance notification officers. We remain committed to the eradication of poliomyelitis. The recent fatal attacks on health workers involved in vaccination were most unfortunate, but I assure you we remain undeterred by it, and we are even sustaining this momentum to ensure total immunization coverage. We have also continued the administration of vaccines at our border crosses and posts. The issue of counterfeit, substandard, and spurious drugs, we wish to appeal that member states during this assembly should quickly address it, as we are anxious to have the Bureau to fully become functional. We need to take decisive action on making that mechanism get to work. Guinea worm has been absent from Nigeria for 4 years, and we believe it's for good. We look forward to next month's visit by the International Certification Committee. I wish to conclude by saying that the world has benefited tremendously from the leadership of the World Health Organization in the reduction of disease burden and promotion of health. We subscribe to health remaining a priority in the post-15 development agenda. All we need to insist is that health is wealth. If we allow us to continue to say wealth is health, it's true. But if we emphasize wealth, then we will not get health on the agenda. I thank you for your attention.